Welcome to Awakening Matters, a spiritual dialogue that invites divine wisdom, joy, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Welcome, everybody. This show is all about listener participation. Whether you call in or you're joining us in consciousness, I welcome you, and I'm honored that you have joined me tonight and that you have chosen to spend this time as one in consciousness, contemplating all kinds of things. I have a special guest with me this evening. Her name is Cherie Lynn, and I'm going to talk about her in just a moment. I want to let everyone know that you can call in during the show, toll-free. That's for U.S. and Canada. And the number to call is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. And please feel free to call in during the second half of the show, and either with comments or anything you'd like to ask our special guest, feel free to. And if not, just sit back and contemplate with us. So now to my special guest. This is a light worker. That does not define her in one capacity. It's certainly, she's a light worker in several, numerous capacities, using everything from Reiki and voice as a healing modality, art, as well as recording personalized affirmations for people, etc. So I'm going to let her explain all of that and more in her own words. So welcome, Cherie.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's good to be here. I'm really excited.
Yes, so am I. I'm so glad to have you with us, I'm going to say, because of everyone participating and listening. So tell us about, you're definitely a light worker. You offer a lot of light and a lot of wisdom and a lot of healing just by being here on the planet. Share with us whatever you'd like to, actually, but if you want to share your journey or talk about Reiki or your voice, go for it.
Okay. I think I'm going to start out by just sharing a little bit about how I've gotten to where I am right now on my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I started out very young, finding my own voice in a Christmas program. I was 5 years old, and the kids there were four of us kids singing Silent Night for the Christmas pageant, and all of a sudden, the three of the children dropped out singing, and I was the only one left to sing, and I just realized, oh, somebody's got to sing this song, and I just belted it out and sang it, I enjoyed singing it, and afterwards, many people came up and said, oh, your voice is so beautiful, and oh, that was so lovely, and, you know, I had all this wonderful feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time on, voice has always been with me, singing from my voice and using my voice in many ways, but I knew I loved to sing. and then, you know, as I grew older, and through different experiences, well, getting married and going to college. Well, during college, I used my voice a lot and sang with a small ensemble group, and was raised very, very fundamental evangelical, and pretty much indoctrinated in the whole evangelical way of thinking. And so from a very young age, even when I was 10 years old, my mother had dedicated me to God.
Mm-hmm.
And service to God and everything. And I, back then, you know, it's just, there was never a time in my life that spirit was not a part of my life. I never knew anything else but God, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I did put my music on the shelf many times. You know, just being a mother and raising children, and I ended up being a teacher, getting an elementary school credential and taught K through third for a while, and then I, you know, my first husband that I was married to, we had an 11 and a half year marriage, and we were both in the ministry, and he was kind of filling the capacity of the minister, and I was kind of the minister's wife and youth director and choir director and filling all those shoes. And after about 11 and a half years of marriage, we had two children, a 4 and a 7 year old, when he committed suicide, and it was right before Christmas. And that was a really hard time for all of us, of course, and such a shock, you know, because it literally was that. It was just a real shock to the core of my being, and I didn't understand, you know, how this could happen or why it happened. And yet now looking back, I realize that through that experience, I found my strength.
That's okay. When you feel like it, talk to us about that strength and where it came from and how you use it.
Well, at first, I'm very thankful for my evangelical background, because even though I cursed it at times, I look back and I'm very grateful for it now, because it was a good solid foundation for me to of faith in God, that through this difficult time that I would be able to stand strong and raise my kids. And but then as time went on, I realized that the whole foundation of my spiritual understanding was shifting. Because I started seeing God or spirit in a different way. And I would say I went through about 10 years of just releasing or kind of throwing out my old beliefs about God and how things worked. And in 1996, I came upon the book Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, and that was such a magical book for me, because it opened up my soul, my mind, my heart, everything, and I just saw God so much bigger than the universe in a different way than I had ever seen. And it was very freeing for me. And from that point on, I have to say that's when I realized I was a light worker. After reading those books and going through a series of, I went to Puerto Rico at the Natural Healing Center and spent 8 months there just detoxing and cleansing my body. And that was after a second marriage, and a marriage of 10 years and that ended up in a divorce. And from that experience, I really realized what I wanted, and was more focused in on me and who I am and what are my gifts and what do I have to offer this wonderful planet and all the people on it.
Yes.
And that's where I really opened up and realized that, oh my gosh, I have so many talents and gifts that I wasn't even aware of. And that's where I wrote a singing affirmation CD for my own healing process. And a friend of mine said, I was writing these affirmations. Oh, I'd read the book, You Can Heal Yourself by Louise Hay. Yes. And in the back of the book, it listed all the different parts of our body, you know, like different diseases that manifest in our body, and what's going on emotionally and in our mind. And as I went through those, I started picking out all the ones that fit with what my different ailments were at the time. And I started I just started singing, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to make this into a CD, and the universe just helped me pull all this together in Puerto Rico, and I recorded this CD and sold them to students there, and that was one aspect. So my music came back, my voice came back again in a very powerful way. And then, should I keep on going?
Well, let me ask you right there for a moment.
Yeah.
When you're singing, whether it's an affirmation or whatever resonates with you, do you feel transported when you're singing?
Absolutely. My voice, I love listening to my voice. I love singing to other people. I've had many people say to me, you know, that it transports them. And so I feel that, you know, just doing this is a natural talent. It's a natural gift that's been with me my whole life, but it's also a healing tool.
Yes,
it is. And so I, just the other day, I was talking to a friend, and she was sharing with me, she had laryngitis, and, oh, I looked up in my book, and I was going, okay, the fifth chakra, you know, and I was paying attention to, you know, the fact that our voice is where we speak our intentions and our will, and really communicate to the outside world what's inside of us. And somehow I could see that was blocked, and there was fear, there was anger there, and then I just felt moved to create a singing affirmation for my friend, and then I called her up and sang it to her the next day. And she really, I think she really got it, you know, and it touched her. And so,
my gosh, what an amazing tool. I mean, because not only can I hear what you're saying, but I can feel it. And
yes,
I also realize that your body, when you sing, your body becomes you are an instrument of the divine. But when you sing, you not only receive the healing, but I can see how the vibration,
yes,
the electrical charge, the magnetics, everything that's involved in the collaboration of a voice singing,
yes,
comes together, and there is a universal healing that moves through the physical body.
Yes.
So the physical body is part of the song as well as the spiritual affirmation.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, coming now from a place where I understand that thoughts do become things,
mm-hmm,
that as we speak our words, and the power of our words combined with our healing, what God's naturally given to us or Spirit's given to us as just a gift, bringing those two things together is even more powerful. So,
yes, it is. It's like there's an engine, there's a catapulting energy when something is stated,
yes,
verbally or even thought,
mm-hmm,
but then when there's emotion behind it, that catapults it into the universe. And then when there's song, the raising of the voice and putting vibration to it and putting it out into the universe, then that, it's almost an increased rate of speed.
That's right. Yes,
mm-hmm,
I agree.
That's amazing. What an incredible tool, people, listeners, everyone who's participating. Let me just say right now that what this person is doing is offering herself and others, including you, if you're listening and it resonates for you at all, if there's a connection for you, an opportunity to work with her in joining that is really unique, I think, because it's not only coming from your heart, you're very pure of heart, but it's also coming from a place of their need and also their solution, that the need itself, like you have been looking up in your book, offers a solution. In and then your ability to put it to song, it's almost a way to bypass the mind when putting it into song and go directly to the heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to let everybody know right now that's listening that they can, anybody, and you should, if you're thinking about it too, and I don't even know if you've put thoughts of this, but people, you can purchase a birthday present, a anniversary gift, a New Year gift, a late Christmas gift by purchasing one of these songs or talking with Cherie about how to do that for another person too. Do you do that as well?
Yes. Now, I have it's called Songs for the Soul. It's a CD that my son is actually, my website is being under construction. That was my Christmas gift this year. And he said, Mom, I'm going to build you a website and we're going to put your CD on there so people can listen to it. So
nice.
It is under construction. But anyway, this Songs for the Soul is actually the affirmations that I had written for myself in my healing process. But what I would like to extend to others is to create singing affirmations for them in the areas that either illness has shown up in some way or
mm-hmm.
thoughts that keep coming up for them, to affirm in a very healing and powerful way that they can, with their own voice, heal themselves.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. And thank you to
yes.
your son. I thank your son for
yes,
creating this this divine window for a way for people to reach you.
Yes.
And a way for people to reach you right now is to go to your website, which is divineexpressions.net, correct?
Yes, and like I said, he's under construction, but until I think the address that you would give everybody right now is my email address so that I can
mm-hmm.
notify people when the website's complete. Because he's also putting my art on there as well and other
yes.
services
and
about Reiki and everything.
We need to talk about all of that as well.
Yeah.
So divineexpressions.net is the website, which will come later. And for now, if you want to reach this blessed being, go to createyourdreams2@yahoo.com. Again, it's createyourdreams2@yahoo.com. And just know that there's an incredible website coming your way that you can access a lot of what's being said here, if not all of it. Now let's talk about your art and also your Reiki.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, my art came about in about the mid-90s. I discovered I could paint around my late 20s, but started with oils. But then something magical happened in the mid-90s. I went to a watercolor class in Cannon Beach on the coast for a whole week. And this lady, this wonderful, wonderful art teacher who did not really stand there and teach us anything other than to allow us to not judge our work and allow water and paint to merge together and create its own art. It was
mm-hmm.
what we called exploratory watercolor. And so through that modality, I discovered presence, being in the present moment with art and allowing it to emerge on its own. And it's all about the process. It's not the end result at all. And yet, at the end of creating our little pieces of art, many times we saw things in the art. We might see angels. We might see birds. We might see a face. We might see an animal. And then I would just help people. I do classes on this as well. And helping, bringing out what they see with watercolor pencils and crayons. And that was a healing thing for me as well. Art has become my healer. And then also I love making cards. So that's another part of my, I love making beautiful cards. And then the other part is the Reiki. It was summer before last, a friend of mine attuned me for Reiki 1 and 2 with another friend. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I'd ever had Reiki. And I was just so amazed at how powerful, and also the warmth in my hands. It was like I was bringing attention for the first time, realizing, oh my gosh, yes, I can put my hands on people and be the channel of this divine energy and allow it to flow through me. And it wasn't till later that I discovered that I could put the voice and the Reiki together. But I started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then, when I got attuned, by my Reiki master last February, I had this vision of being in an acoustic room, and this is my dream,
mm-hmm.
an acoustic room where I can sing and it echoes, and then do the Reiki on people and infuse the symbols as well as angelic symbols, because I got awakened as well to my angels, and that's a whole nother story too. But they helped me too. So,
wow, I have to say, when you talked about doing the Reiki in acoustics room and singing, there was energy, symmetry, there was electricity that just ran through me, because that is so powerful. I mean, just the power of those two modalities coming together.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
I think it's really amazing.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
I have been doing my Reiki in my own apartment for people, so I don't have the acoustics, but that's okay. You know, I see that somewhere in the future that it's going to happen, that I will have a room. And I even drew a picture. I remember in The Secret, the movie The Secret,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
lady said, now, you know, you need to paint. You know, if you're an artist, paint what you want to
mm-hmm.
see in your life or experience. And so I did that with my Reiki, and I have a lovely picture that I created, and I'm singing, and there's angel symbols all around, and it's just and there's a window, a rounded window looking out at the ocean, and it's just it's my vision of just a magnificent healing experience.
Well, without a doubt, that
others.
Will be. Without a doubt, that'll be manifested without question. It sounds like what you're doing now is singing with the acoustics of the universe, and it looks like the universe shortly will create with you, through you, and for you the acoustics physically on this dimension that will still be the acoustics of the universe, but really be able to utilize the walls and the ceiling to become a sacred portal.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly it, a sacred portal.
Mm-hmm. To work with you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to remind everybody, if you want to call in and you have a question or a comment about all this amazing information, you can call in at 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. That is toll-free in U.S. and Canada. And I want to remind everyone as well, you can reach this amazing being at createyourdreams2@yahoo.com. So tell me about you've spoken a little bit about yourself and your views for the future. Do you have any thoughts about this new year coming up, 2010?
Well, I know that I personally have finished a cycle of about 7 years of lots of spiritual work and growth for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I'll tell you, 2010 is it. It's going to bust open some exciting work for me, my spiritual divine purpose. And I also believe that collective consciousness, that we are all shifting our consciousness to a wonderful higher state of being, spiritual being, and that lots of changes are going on on so many different levels, and that I think for myself what I want to encourage people to do, and I hope that I'm an inspiration to others, is to remind them, as one of the teachers that I value very much greatly is Eckhart Tolle, and
mm-hmm.
and that's being present in the moment, and every time we forget who we are or forget what our purpose is, is to bring ourselves back to the present moment and just get quiet and still. And
you know what, Sheree? Hold on one second. I want to hear the rest of that, but it sounds like we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I am. I just wanted to say that I had listened to Sheree's CD of affirmations and how powerful they are and how they just... The energy of those affirmations and singing along with them is just very transformative, especially her one on serenity. And I was wondering if she would mind singing one.
Oh, I don't know, Sheree. First of all, caller, thank you for calling in. Your name is?
Lori.
Lori, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Thank you. That's a great idea. I don't know, Sheree, is that your comfort level?
Oh, I'm totally fine with that. And I'll just sing Serenity since she brought that one up.
Great.
It goes like this. It goes, Serenity, Serenity, Serenity is my natural state of mind. I'm moving towards my inner peace, tranquility, serenity are mine.
Oh, that was beautiful, and I just felt it all the way through.
Oh,
thank you, Sheree, for being open to doing that, and thank you, caller. What an incredible idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
Yes, thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, again, I have to at this time remind everybody you need to get in touch with this person for whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever walk of life you're in, whatever you're looking at, whatever is stirring your soul or causing you to feel disconnected. I have special guests with me tonight that can reconnect you, and of course with your participation involved as well. So again, create your dreams, T-O-O at yahoo.com, and that is a way to get in touch with this person who is a gift and a blessing on the earth. And through it sounds like through the most hardest of times that this flower has unfolded and you have emerged, and the opportunity for others to experience what is possible, because I think not only do you represent what is possible, but you represent that to move through, let's say, difficulty, disconnection or darkness, whatever word out there, listeners, that you would use, that there is light, there is song, and there is love, and there is healing through it. And if you were ever thinking right now, if it's the holidays and you're feeling out there and you're feeling disconnected or alone, this person has a direct line to angelic song. I really felt it and saw their presence holographically joining with you. And I actually have a message for you from them, and their message to you is the angels that surround you and get to participate in your angelic choir, which includes you, are very, very grateful to be able to participate not only through your voice, but to help others' voices come forth through singing with you. It's an amazing collaboration, because when you just revealed and shared after revealing what you do, I saw all of these angels step forth, and their vibration, their essence, and their intention is, it goes with you when you sing, and it's really, really beautiful.
Yes, thank you. I think it was about several months ago, I was asked to lead the music at our spiritual center, and I wasn't aware of the songs. I wasn't familiar with the songs that I was supposed to lead and write, and they were very simple little choruses. But a friend of mine was visiting, and she was taking a picture of me up on the stage, and as I was leading the congregation, it was a small group of people, but I was leading them, and she showed me the picture afterwards, and she said, you know, and this is a person who works in a very wonderful place, publishing, it's the company that published The Secret, Beyond Words, and she said, you know, I don't usually get this on my camera, but there's an orb. There's like a white orb right next to your head. And I looked at that and I said, you know, that I could feel that presence up there with me, because I wasn't sure of the words, but I knew that the angels would help me, and they did. And then we saw the picture, and it was like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
What a validation and confirmation. That is so beautiful.
Yeah, that was
neat. That's amazing.
It was a very, very wonderful confirmation for me.
Well, you're an incredible inspiration, really, to anybody out there that is struggling, or even if they're not struggling and they're just worried about people who are, or worried about the state of the world, et cetera. You're such an inspiration, and the opportunity to not only be, I would say, encircled by spirit, but representing spirit and the spirit within, that it's not just the focus outward, but the focus within. I often say, if you don't go within, you go without. And the focus within, it's all the voices coming together to offer the healing, as well as you being a representative of, really, for probably a good amount of time, you were just surviving in life, and now you're really thriving.
I was just thinking about that before the show, and I thought, you know, the first part of my life here, the first half of my life has been like a dress rehearsal. And now I feel like I'm on stage performing again, but this time I'm aware of what I'm up there for, what I'm doing. that's exactly it, because I am a performer, and it's like, it's showtime, people, it's 2010. We all have gifts and talents, and that's what I would like to say too, if I may, Cynthia, on the show, is to encourage others, as my friend Lori, who just had called, she had stepped away from a job, you know, in pursuit of what she really loves to do. And I have done that as well. I have held out, not just getting a job to pay bills, but I have said, okay, you know, I have to do what is in alignment with who I really am, and that's where I'm going to find the most joy and the most peace and the most happiness and the most fulfillment, is by being true to who I really am. So if you haven't figured that out yet, it's time. It's time now to look within and say, what do I really want to do with my life? What do I really desire? And then please believe that the universe is orchestrating everything for you to make it happen.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for saying that. I absolutely agree. And for everyone, in addition to what you've just said, if you don't know where to turn, you don't know where to go, you don't know what gifts you were born with, and everyone is born with gifts, then definitely look to what inspires you, what brings you joy, what really helps you to feel empowered, and seek out part of the journey. Is the journey is what will reveal to you. So if you don't know right now where you're sitting or where you're standing in your life right now, if you want to leave where you are and begin anew, but you don't know what it is, start with your heart. Start with your creativity. Start with believing that it's possible. I've said this almost in every show, but the word impossible means I'm possible when you break it up. And so when you think it's impossible, I don't know where to begin, start with yourself always, and start with, I'm going to stand in the light of the possibility that I am possible and that I can be guided and I can surrender the fear, and therefore the details can literally, the center of our spirits are very much aligned to our soul contracts and our higher version of ourselves. And when you surrender the details and trust and believe, like Cherie said, then it all gets navigated to you instead of the struggle of trying to bring it to you, of trying to have ownership over it. So the invitation is to look for what inspires you, and I can't think of anything better to start with than with Cherie. If you find that you're blocked and you don't have vision, or you're blocked, you don't feel it, you're stuck, or you're feeling stuck in the illusion of such, then I would definitely get in touch with Cherie Lynn and have her help you with an affirmation that move through that blockage, and her Reiki, etc. Now, your art, you talked about making cards, etc. What kind of cards do you make?
Oh, golly, all different kinds. I used to be a demo artist for a craft warehouse, but I've done everything from stamping to original art, going to someone's house and painting their porch or their view of the ocean or whatever, and made them into cards for that, for each person, for their own personalized cards. I do the watercolor cards for all occasions. I could just do about anything. Oh, I've done also some animals. I'm great at looking at a picture and then copying it too.
Oh, that's great. So again, people, you can contact her for her art, for her
also,
singing.
Right. Also murals. I do wall murals. That was one of the things I discovered in Puerto Rico, was that I could actually paint murals. And I did an angel, a Puerto Rican angel, standing in a pool of water with hills behind her in the sunset, and it was just lovely, and I just didn't even realize that I was capable of doing it. And that's really true. Sometimes you don't even know what you're capable of doing, but if you just have a little inkling of a desire to try something, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Do go for it, and if you're attracted to anything that anyone else does, go towards that for yourself, because the attraction is most likely there as a mirror to you of what's possible within you, for you to make it your own and put your own soul signature on it. Absolutely, you don't need to know what it is that you want to do, but the invitation is that you are open to the discovery with yourself. And so all of those listeners that are out there feeling like, and they won't embark on any journey like that until they're perfect in it, I invite everyone to realize that the journey is the perfection, that the imperfection and the returning to love, really, with yourself, falling back into love with yourself and what you're doing, what you are witnessing, what you are practicing or trying, is the journey itself. And before you know it, you'll be not only excited and happy, but other people will be gaining that excitement and happiness around you as well, which I know, Cherie Lynn, well, in this Divine Dialogue, has been an incredible inspiration. So I think really what I hear from you and as what I see within you is that your own joy of discovery and awakening really cultivates the opportunity for joy and awakening and discovering for others within themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I do that with my watercolor classes that I teach, trying to help people open up to their own creativity,
mm-hmm.
to discover that, you know, all you have to do is just let it out, just like a child, you know, just play and have
mm-hmm.
fun. And I'm also a vocalist. I was a voice major in college, and I've done a lot of solo work. I'm embarking just around the corner. It looks like I'll be joining some women to sing some folk music, Appalachian country music type things. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, this part of my life is all about doing what I love to do.
Isn't that amazing? Love, doing what you love to do ends up helping and awakening and healing and revealing pathways for others.
That's right.
You know, so many people try and be of service in their work and whatever they're doing, and that is definitely one of the hardest and most demanding experiences. But oftentimes as well, when you surrender and include yourself in the equation instead of excluding yourself, when you start looking at yourself as part of the divine plan instead of being excluded from it, then there is this unity that happens and the synchronicity and this flow that's really without effort. I think that I'm going to ask rather than think, have you experienced in the opening to yourself and your and who you are and the focus of yourself a synchronicity and a flow that has been with less struggle and more surrender?
I definitely have started, especially in this past year, started seeing synchronicities.
Mm-hmm.
I just last week, a friend of mine, where I was reading Mike Dooley's book, Infinite Possibilities,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful book, and this is the kind of books I read because
mm-hmm.
I want to fill my mind with positive thoughts, you know, and that's what it's all about. But I was reading that, and I thought, okay, now I'm going to do this little exercise. I'm going to imagine and visualize that I'm going to be able to paint some card or do some cards for someone, you know, just one card today. I'm going to sell a card today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is how the universe works. So a few hours later, a friend called and said, can I come over and buy some Christmas cards, a set of Christmas cards? And I said, well, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it was such a wonderful confirmation from the universe to say, you know, all you have to do is put it out there. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and it came out better than I even dreamed of. I was visualizing one card. I ended up selling six cards.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool.
Yes, definitely. And it's definite affirmation and confirmation that not only are you ready to embrace who you are, but in that embrace, you're finding others that are ready to embrace who you are and what you do. And then they take it into their lives and they spread the joy, the love, the healing. And it's really an enormous opportunity, but it also requires you to show up for it, which you have, and it also requires trust and belief, which you are, and I see that your path is just going to open more and more and more, only because there is the need for it, and you're filling that need, and also because you're ready to return to yourself and really move into the biggest version that is your natural soul expression.
Yeah.
Which really it is your birthright to to live to the point of your own personal comfort and your own personal ability for joy. And whatever that looks like, you get to define that with spirit. And that's beautiful and wonderful. And you've done so much service throughout your life. And now for some of that service and even more to follow, to be coming back to you, it's really about receiving and being comfortable with receiving. Oh, it looks like we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Cynthia and Sherry. This is Ade from London.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
I was listening to you guys, and then you mentioned somebody who just left their job. So I'm in a similar situation. I just gave in my resignation at a job that was stopped being fulfilling, and I don't know. I was just wondering, basically, Cynthia, if you can tell me what you see in terms of work for me in the immediate future, next few months.
Sure, sure. And then I'll mention something, and then Sherry, you can also mention something if you'd like, if it's your comfort. But
absolutely.
Audie, I see for you that you've made the decision that has truly served you. And when we do that, when you realize that a position or a job that you're showing up for is no longer adding to your life, but it's taking away from you, then it is time to rejoin all parts of yourself and move into a space of really either doing your own thing or moving away from what was draining you. So first and foremost, congratulations is at hand, even though that would seem in humanity standards of fear to not necessarily resonate. But here it does, in that now that you're in a space of unknowing, often the unknowing space means the sky's the limit. There's all possibility available. Mm-hmm. So really, before you jump into, or even I would suggest before you even look into what is going to be the next financial job that brings me security, I would really take another look at, because I know you have in the past, at your writing and also at what's going on around you in the community. Have things changed? Is there an avenue that you didn't want to move towards that now in the community has opened up that you can move into? But I really see you as a teacher and a storyteller and an incredible manifester to share and help open other people's minds, if you will, awaken them, not unlike Cherie, but differently, awaken them to what's really going on in the universe. So I think that it's an opportunity for you to find your voice and to really use it and not to be so, don't look for what's going to bring me peace in regards to the fear of lack, but first look into what's going to fill me on a spirit level and on an emotional level, what's going to soul fulfill me. And start looking in that direction, because if you start looking in that direction, you might find that you get financial abundance as well as soul fulfillment. Sherry, did you want to say anything?
Well, I just agree with that. And for my own, on my own journey here, I stepped away from doing a job. Actually, I was doing some caregiving, and although it was very, very, I helped two women cross over, and I used my voice with one of them mm-hmm. to help her transition more easily. But the job became it just became too much of a burden. It was heavy for me, and so I let go of it, and I really did step out in faith and say, okay, universe, you know, it's time for me to do what I love to do. And in order to find out what that was, I had to spend some time alone with myself and give myself time to, just be with myself and play and just do what I love to do, which was doing the art and doing the singing. And and, you know, meditating and resting and
mm-hmm.
taking care of myself. So I think that's all very important.
Yeah, that's very great. So, Adi, I think it's really important for you to look for two avenues in what you do next. First and foremost is look for yourself in where you're looking at. So is there a part of you, is there a part that resonates for you, is there a connection, or is it only about survival? If it's only about survival, there's a good chance your next opportunity will be temporary as well. I think it's time for you to really look into creating a pamphlet, a booklet, a statement of truth, and taking it on the road and taking it wherever you can, teaching and talking about spirit, dwelling in this dimension and how you've seen it. Share your story, because in sharing your story, others, if you're worried about, well, what is my story going to do? When sharing your story, it'll open up the avenue for others to then ask you questions and ask you to help them on their journey, and that will start bringing clarity as to how, again, we were saying earlier, you don't have to know all the details, just being open to what's possible. Okay?
No. Just one second. There was a possibility coming up in the direction of using technology to try to bring people closer to their inner self, like by some sort of personality test, but I was envisioning doing them more like some sort of shamanic journeys rather than personality tests, and going in that avenue together with an artist friend of mine.
That would be excellent for you because you're talking about an avenue that you're interested in, and you're also talking about an avenue that is more open to what you have to offer. And the most important third aspect is it's an avenue that offers and allows freedom, more freedom than you've experienced in the past, and the freedom to create, to cultivate, and to contemplate. All of those three are included in that avenue. I would definitely go for it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care. Thank you, Adi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 So, Cherie, I am so excited about tonight's show. I'm so grateful to have you on, and I'm so excited about what you're doing in the world and that you're here when I am. Thank you. And again, everybody, don't pass up the opportunity to connect with this angel on earth, and that is through createyourdreams2@yahoo.com. createyourdreams2 instead of the number 2, spell it, T-O-O, at yahoo.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Cynthia, I also have a blog. If you'd like for me to share that.
Sure, go ahead.
It's http://heartsongreiki.blogspot.com. And that site has, it speaks a little bit about my Reiki. And there's a picture of me as well on there, too.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, I know everyone listening has, how could they have not, thoroughly enjoyed not only you sharing your journey, but the journey you took us all on. And, of course, how can I forget your singing for us? That was really, really a treat. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Grateful. So grateful.
Well, thank you so much. And everyone tune in 2 weeks from tonight on a Monday at 8 p.m., I'll have another very special guest, and if you'd like to contact myself, my email address is cyns.sam999@gmail.com, and my website is Cynthia Sloan, cynthiasloan9.com. So if you'd like to contact me, please feel free. If you want to be on the show, if you have a statement or a comment you'd like to make, please feel free to contact me. And thank you, everyone, for participating. And bless you, Cherie. Thank you, and may your journey continue and be abundant. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you.